Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Life Coach Radio Network. You were just listening to a little bit of Florence and the Machine remix from DJ Michael Lowry, who will be on the show in just a little bit. So I am Mercurio, and in addition to being on the Life Coach Radio Network with Blog Talk Radio, you're also on my show, New You City Chat. And I am a life coach and founder of the company New You City Coaching, where I work with individuals that either moved to a city recently or have been in a city for a while and things just don't seem to be going the way they thought they were going to. Either they just feel like their confidence is lacking, their dating life isn't where they want it to be, their weight's not exactly that number on the scale that they were hoping for, and their routine just isn't going the way that they thought. So I really like that idea of taking the city dream that you originally had and making it your reality now. So I like to focus my shows on those concepts about just having fun in life and then living in the present moment. And that's a lot about what tonight's show is going to be. So again, welcome to the show. It's October 1st, first day of October, and I always find that the fall is such a magical time. There's just something really special that comes from the feel of it. I don't know if it's just something that always happens in the change of the seasons, and I just tend to forget, and I'm always recently reminded when the new city comes up, or the fact that we get to have pumpkin everything, which is really cool, or just, you know, it really is something special, and it is something different. You know, with the whole Halloween connection, I feel like there's this kind of emphasis of, you know, with the nights now getting darker and the air getting crisper, that the spirits, if you will, are almost watching over us a little bit more so. So just something I like about it all. And I also felt that the timing was really perfect for tonight's topic. I called our show Upbeat, the power of positivity in music. So I just came back from a three-day music festival. It was called Tomorrow World, and I loved the tagline so much. It was, yesterday is history, today is a gift, and tomorrow is a mystery. So I probably said that multiple times. So anyway, that was just the little tagline of the event. There was 140,000 people that were in attendance, which was really amazing. 8 stages, hundreds of DJs, and this was in Georgia, actually, outside of Atlanta, in Chattanooga Hills on a farmland. So it was super, super fun. It was an amazing experience, so much positivity and good energy, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it at that time, and so later on the show. But in the meantime, we have a lot of other stuff lined up for you. We have 2 different DJs that are going to be coming on to talk a little bit about their experience with music and how it's affected them and how it can take shape in your life and theirs. And in addition, we're also going to talk a little bit about the music festival experience and the health benefits that it can have on you in your personal life. So I find that music carries this unspoken weight, if you will. It speaks to us in so many different ways. And honestly, we all love music. Who doesn't love music? And there's so many different varieties of it nowadays. There's classical, there's 80s, there's R&B, there's punk, country, jazz, heavy metal, blues, pop. I could go on and on and on. And it all carries so many different things for us. You know, think about a really good singing session in the shower. How therapeutic does that feel, that when you walk out, like, you really literally had more than just a physical cleanse, but a mental cleanse as well. There's this extra power that comes through your mind when you're experiencing that. Music sometimes is just great to have as a background noise. You know, can help us when we're doing work, or for those that are younger or in school doing our homework, just something to kind of keep us going. It's almost like you can work with that beat or the magic of the sound. When we exercise, it's another way to motivate us or to encourage us. And even if you're just having a bad day, music can be really great. Music can be great because it can make you feel better, or it can make you feel really worse. And sometimes that's what you're looking for too. I don't know about you, but there are times where all I really want to do is just have a really good cry. And I know that if I turn on a certain song, it will do that for me, and it will do the trick, and I will get that cry out, and I will feel exactly the way I wanted to, either better or just wanted to wallow a little bit longer, which is okay too. And also music in general has this great feel in our community. We use it in groups as well. So not only on an individual basis do we enjoy music, we enjoy it together. You can take, for example, weddings at church. So many different religious experiences include music. We can even look at nowadays on TV, reality shows. You have American Idol, you have The Voice, all these experiences where we get to watch other people share their gift of music with us, and then we get to talk to other people about it and collaborate with other people. And it's a really cool experience. And we also turn to music with tragedies too. You know, you could take, for example, Superstorm Sandy or Hurricane Katrina. And, you know, the Red Cross will have these events where they pull in celebrities or certain music artists, and they'll put on these shows where, you know, you can contribute money, and it's just all a way to help each other out. So it really can bring a strong sense of community, as well as that idea of strong sense of just strengthening who you are as an individual, enhancing your experience of life. So throughout the show, as always, you are more than welcome to dial in. If you have any questions for me, if either of the guests that we have on throughout the show, the number to call in is 646-716-9397, and you're going to hit the 1 button. And when you do that, that'll prompt me to know that you want to speak, and I definitely will try to get to everyone as they come on. In addition, we also have a chat room. I see we do have some people in there right now, which is awesome. It's on via our website, so if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. If you scroll to the bottom of the screen, you'll see that there's a chat room there, and you should be able to just go on in as a guest, which is great because you'll be anonymous, and you can really ask whatever you want, and feel free to quote something, ask a question. If you need something repeated, just let us know, and I'll be happy to accommodate your needs. So a little bit more about how music is such a great part of my experience. I always just have felt that, music is something that I can always turn to when I'm feeling down, or when I need to feel encouraged, or I want to feel motivated in some kind of way. And, there were definitely times in my life where I felt kind of alone in a way, and not in the sense that I didn't have people around me or things to turn to, but sometimes I just felt like no one quite understood what I was feeling. And I was okay with that, but I still felt like I needed some kind of outlet and some kind of release. And so that's why for me, I always felt like music was so great, and you may feel the same way as well, because it was something that I could turn to and kind of just tune out in a way, but also tune in. And it let me just feel really real with who I was and feel like I wasn't completely crazy or completely alone. And I could just kind of be with it, be who I was in the moment. And for that, I feel like music has this really wonderful power. And that's just something that, happens with me. And that's why I felt like it was really important to have this show tonight and to talk about how music can be so powerful and how it can be so positive and how it not only affects myself, but how it affects other people as well. So on tonight's show, our first guest is actually going to be Mike Holub, a.k.a. DJ Mike Lowry. And Mike and I actually went to Temple University together. And not only that, we also worked together at the IBC, which is Temple University's rec center. So it was like their gym on campus. So we were coworkers as well. So it's really exciting to reconnect with Mike again and talk a little bit about what he's up to now. So, Mike, I have you live on the air right now.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you as well. It's been a very long time.
Absolutely, too long. How's everything going?
Everything's been really great. As you know, I'm in New York now, which is really exciting. The shift from Philadelphia was a little bit hard, but I really am loving it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes change is good.
Exactly. It totally is. So, and I'm just so excited that you're coming on. I was reading a little bit up on what you've been up to with DJing, and I was reading that you originally came from more of a old school hip hop background, but you're also really great at adapting your style to any real musical environment that you need to be in when you're working actively with a crowd.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's important for any DJ to do that. I mean, it's not always every DJ's first priority. Which is fine. I mean, there's niche markets. I always say there's a couple different DJs. There's the kind of DJ who likes a certain kind of music and wants to play to a certain crowd, and that's fine. And you know, I'm sure you've seen some of them too. And you know, whether it be all electronic music or all hip hop music or all rock music, but there's other kind of DJs which I consider myself, and that's a DJ who literally gets a rush off of making people happy. Like, it makes me happy to make people happy. And so I was really digging what you were talking about in terms of music in general, as far as the effects it can have on people, because it's like a crazy reciprocal effect for me when I'm able to satisfy, like, not every request that someone has, but when I'm able to kind of like take someone to a place they want to be in the midst of a party, like with music and with a particular song. So I think it was cool that you said that before, like about music taking you places, because that's definitely what I try to do when I'm playing certain crowds.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think that's amazing because it's so true. And, you know, I've been to certain events and, you know, some DJs are more into it than others. And you go to, you know, and it also depends on the kind of venue and the format you're at. But, and, you know, there's certain times maybe you go to a wedding or something and the DJ doesn't really seem to care. He's like, I'm just going to play the oldies and that's that, and kind of turns you away when you put in a request. You know, and it is kind of a disappointing feeling to kind of go back over to your group and say, oh, well, he's not going to play, you know, such and such. And everyone's kind of like, oh, man. And then, you know, when you get a really great DJ that you can vibe with that is playing the things that you want to hear and how that really does light up the crowd, it's really cool. And I'm sure that your energy then starts to match theirs and it raises the whole level of the experience.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm there. I mean, you know, there's not every DJ gig you ever have, unless you just have a really awesome booking agent, not every DJ gig you ever have will be your dream gig. But, I mean, it's about, you know, you do this for a reason, or at least I hope, you know, if you're a DJ, you do it because you love it. You love the art form of it, the technique of it, the, you know, all of that. But then for me, I don't know. I mean, maybe it is a unique thing. Like, but for instance, this weekend, somebody had asked me, I was in a lounge in Atlantic City, you know, very loungy kind of vibe. They wanted me to play a lot of dance music, play a lot of, you know, house and other stuff like that. And I was. And somebody came up and requested Rolling Stones. And I love the Rolling Stones. And, like, but it doesn't fit the format whatsoever. I saw that as a challenge. I'm going to make this work. And I'm going to make everyone have a good time listening to the Rolling Stones tonight. And I got it on, and the crowd went nuts, and it was the best feeling I've had, and I can't even tell you how long. So, I mean, sometimes it's worth taking a risk just to make yourself happy, to make other people happy, and, you know, do it all through music.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm a big believer in high risk, high reward. I think it all,
absolutely,
you know, kind of works out when you take that jump.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. So I have to ask, clearly you have a love for music and you have a love for DJing. What made you make the jump into actually being like, yes, I'm going to do this? Like, I'm going to put myself out there and be a legit, you know, DJ.
Well, two things. One, I've actually started DJing when I was, and this is something that a lot of even my, you know, close friends from college like yourself don't even know, but I started DJing when I was 16 in my hometown, and I was DJing, you know, just parties, and that was more like the hip-hop stuff that I talked about before, you know, back in the days of crates of vinyl records and all that kind of stuff. I was doing that, and then when I got to school, it was the same era when, like, technology was changing. They weren't making records anymore. They weren't doing all that kind of stuff, and I just didn't feel it the same way that I felt it before. And then, I don't know, I just kind of got wrapped up in Temple and fun times and all that other kind of stuff, and you know how it was. I mean, those 4 years went faster than we can even imagine. So, I mean,
exactly.
I got really wrapped up into that. I got out of school and just slowly but surely it would just eat at me that I wasn't pursuing this, you know, this, like, love that I had for it. So, about, you know, you asked me what made me do it. Honestly, sleepless nights. That's dramatic as that sounds, sleepless nights. I literally could not sleep at night because I realized I wasn't pursuing what I really wanted to do. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to, like, quit my job, you know, the next day or anything. But I told myself that I had to make it happen because I could not sleep at night. I don't self-diagnose, but I'm sure I was in some way clinically depressed without music in my life, you know? So,
right.
So I just went for it. I was traveling for work. I remember I had this crappy set of turntables and speakers, and I was traveling. My job had me in and out of hotels and all this kind of stuff all the time, and I would take my turntables to the hotels, and the hotel people would look at me like I'm nuts, but I didn't care. I wanted to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And probably like 6 months after that, I got my first gig in Philly, and then just kept pushing since then. That was like 2009, maybe. And
That's awesome. That's amazing. I mean, it's totally a risk, but again, high risk, high reward. And I am such a huge believer in that. And most of my followers know that I am a big believer in the idea that until you're actually doing something that you're passionate about, you're not really aligned with who you are. I believe that there's always going to feel like there's something off until you're connected with your purpose. And
Absolutely. That
for you was the sleepless nights and the, you know, just something eating away at you. And for some people, it's more powerful than others. And I think it also depends on what your purpose and passions are. You know, some are easier to fall into. Like if your passion is being an accountant, well, that's pretty easy. You can go out and find an accountant job. But, you know,
it's funny you say that. I always use that. Poor accountants, I always use that as an example, too. I'm like, it's different if you're an accountant.
It's true.
Right.
Well, we love you accountants, too. You guys are great. We need you.
Yeah.
But...
I know a few
good ones. Yeah, no, they're good. They're good people. But it's that whole idea of just really following who you are, and even though sometimes it may seem really risky and crazy, and some people may just look at you like you are so not playing it safe right now. So I think it's really amazing.
Every day people say that to me.
Yeah. I mean, even myself, I get comfortable with that look. They're kind of like, wait, you left your full-time job to do what? And you're like, yeah, I decided to start my own business and, you know, take it on my own. And you just kind of get used to it. And you're just kind of like, you know, it doesn't apply to me. It's I'm doing what I love. And part of it, you know, who knows what their story is, if why they're saying what they're saying to you, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure a little bit of themselves is a little, mad at themselves for not doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm also, you know, I'm a spiritual person and I'm not a preachy person whatsoever. I'm a spiritual person in that, like, you know, God or whatever you believe in, the universe or any of those things, they place things in your life. And there's a couple different paths to happiness that you can find. Some people find happiness in other people. Some people find happiness in a place that they live. And some people find happiness in a thing that they do. Right. And some find happiness in all the above. But, you know, whoever puts life in front of you, whoever you believe that is, whether it's God or whether it's somebody else, it's only but so many times that opportunity is going to be put in front of you. It's up to you to do something with it when it's there. So, I mean, you just kind of got to go for it. You can't question it.
It's true. It's true. I absolutely agree with you. I think there are certain signs and certain things that come our way, and we have to listen to them. And it doesn't mean that it's just going to happen automatically to us. We have to put in the work as well. But it's knowing that trust in those signs and know that if you do what you need to do, then, like you said, the universe, the higher power, will do what they need to do. And together, you'll make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I love, too, that a lot of the stuff that you talk about and a lot of your business and everything deals as well with health and wellness because, you know, I've always been into that, you know, even from when we worked at the gym and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it was funny how you're talking about the two things aligning with one another, because around the time when things weren't going like exactly how I wanted them to, like musically, and things were messed up in my life romantically and professionally and my day job and all that kind of stuff, pretty much every bad thing that possibly happened to me about exactly a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lost my job, broke up with my girlfriend, and didn't have a DJ gig for a straight month, right? Mm-hmm. All those things happened at the same time. And had nothing to my name to even speak of, nothing to post on the internet, none of that stuff. And I had a choice. I could have just stopped and been an accountant. I don't have a degree in accounting, but my point is I could have just stopped and done the accounting type thing. You tried. You're 28, you know, 29, whatever I was at the time. You tried and it's over. Or I said, this could be your quote-unquote rock bottom. I mean, I don't believe it was truly rock bottom, but, you know, it could be my rock bottom. And I used it as my rock bottom. I lost 15 pounds. I worked my ass off DJing. I saved up money, got myself back on my feet, and I'm here. Like, I mean, it's your choice to do those things.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's so incredible. So I commend you.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's amazing. Yeah. And, you know, and it's true. Every success story I read, they did have that rock bottom. And instead of just throwing in the towel and just saying, all right, well, I guess I'll just go back to the safety route. They were like, no, you know what? I'm at rock bottom. You know, I can't go any deeper. So let me just go with this and work my ass off and just keep trying. And here you are. So it's incredible.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable with your own embarrassment. Whatever embarrasses you, just get really, really comfortable with it and live it, own it, and then get better. That's it.
I love it. Yeah, that's great. Oh, I appreciate it. I mean, I loved hearing your whole story about this. It's so inspiring, more so than I anticipated it to be. So that's really, really great that I got to kind of know a deeper side of how you got to be where you are today. And and clearly a lot of that had to do with music and its power that it holds and, you know, was able to influence you enough to want to go into this career and kind of all goes hand in hand.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So, yeah, so again, I just want to thank you for coming on for this, you know, a little bit amount of time to just talk with me and share with our viewers your story. And also, I would love for you to let them know how they can reach out to you or if, you know, any upcoming shows you have that you'd like to let us know about.
Sure, sure. Well, first, on the show tip, if any of the listeners are in the Atlanta, Georgia region, my band and I will be in Atlanta all week this week for the A3C Hip Hop Festival. And all the information, I think, is at a3c.org or a3c.com, I believe. So that's that for your Atlanta or Southern listeners. And then to get in touch with me, it's pretty easy. It's pretty much DJ Mike Lowry on every social network. So that's DJ MikeLowry. And that's all one word, no underscore or anything. That's Instagram, Twitter. You can search down Facebook. SoundCloud.com/ DJ Mike Lowry, DJ MikeLowry. And that's about it. I'm very accessible and, as you know, Danny knows, very approachable too. I'm not a jerk, so hit me up.
he's telling the truth.
I'm an all right guy.
He is. Awesome. And, I'll post your contact details as well. He has some really great sets on SoundCloud. I've definitely listened to them. They're great to have. Just when you need something to jam to. So I appreciate you sharing them with all of us.
Cool.
All right, great. Well, thank you again so much for coming on, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, thanks, Mike. Bye.
All right, take care.
Awesome. Well, that was so great. Thank you to DJ Mike Lowry for coming on. It's so great to connect with an old Temple alumni, as well as seeing someone else that's really just, you know, taking what they want to do with their life and making it a reality and pushing through any setbacks or negative comments or just anything where you just really feel like, oh no, like, can I do this? Will I be able to make this happen and just doing it anyway? And I love what he was saying, too, about in the beginning, how he really can match his style to the audience and really does his best to cater to everyone there, even if it's not his particular style or thinks it might not be the particular style of the venue, trying to make it all work. So that's really, really awesome. So, again, thank you so much for coming on, DJ Mike Lowry. I'll post his information as well. And we still have one more DJ to come, but in the meantime, I wanted to talk a little bit more about my weekend experience at Tomorrow World. I know we have a lot of viewers from the event that are listening right now, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about that whole experience and what it was like and why it is such a positive experience, because it does get a lot of backlash from the community these days, and I wanted to promote the positive influences that it has. If we want to backtrack 6 months ago, I've told the story I've definitely told this story before on my show if you're an active listener. I went to Ultra, which is another music festival. It was in Miami. It was 3 days, and it was right around the time where I was still kind of transitioning from my New York City move. And I was still, you know, I was in a good place. But I noticed that as soon as I had moved and my routine had been shaken up and, you know, I wasn't with my same friends and just, you know, everything was different. And I didn't realize that even though I was still myself, my environment wasn't itself anymore. And so then all of a sudden things just started to fall apart. Some of the things that I had used to do as kind of my things to boost my confidence or my ways to really be me weren't there anymore. You know, certain things I used to do, I used to love listening to music on my walk to work in the morning. Well, now I had to take the subway, and that was different for me, and I didn't realize that that would affect me. Instead of meeting a friend for drinks after work, I would still go meet someone for a drink after work, but it would be someone who was entirely new to me. So instead of just sitting down and saying, hey, how are you, and catching up right where you left off, it's, well, tell me more about you, or where did you grow up? And you're kind of, it's almost like you're on an interview getting to know a new person. And again, these are not bad, quote unquote, bad things. They're just different. And when you're in a different environment, sometimes it can change your alignment within yourself and how you do certain things. And so that's kind of how what I was feeling. So I was just feeling a little stuck and a little trapped. And I felt like I just needed something to shake me up a little bit and kind of wake up my confidence. And I felt like, when I went to Ultra, that was that eye-opening experience that I needed. And so it definitely rejuvenated my spirits and kind of gave me that jump start again. And so that when I came back to New York, I felt ready to just tackle it and go for it and do the things that I needed to do. It just, you know, kind of gave me that new clean slate. And I really believe it was the positivity of not only the music, but the people I was around too. And so this past weekend, I think it was a very similar experience. I was in a much, you know, I'm in a much more confident state now. And, you know, we're always changing and growing. And we're always having our good days and our bad days. So it's always great to kind of do these things, if you will, these opportunities or these little getaways where you can reinvigorate your soul and your body and your mind and just kind of get away from it all so that you can come back and be even stronger. So Tomorrow World is awesome. Like I said, it was 140,000 people and 8 different stages. All throughout the hills, there were people that were camping there. I'm more of a hotel chick myself, so I was not. But I commend all of you that were, because you're truly fabulous for doing that. And there was so much energy. And the energy by that, I mean, is everyone is just so happy. No one is judging anyone. Everyone is there for the sole purpose of having a good time. And, you know, people are just high-fiving each other. People are smiling. People are wearing signs that are just saying, I'm so happy to be here. You know, it's just so incredible that everyone you look at is glowing in one way or another. You know, throughout the shows, there's different lights that go off and fireworks. You know, the people dress up in fun costumes, and you just feel good about yourself. And you know that no one else is judging you, and you know that no one else wants to think negatively about you. And that's such a motivating and an uplifting feeling. So it's really just a beautiful thing to experience. So in addition to the music side of it, there's the positivity of the people that you're around. And for a lot of people in general, it provides a sense of belonging, and it's like a social integration into a place where maybe you can feel better about yourself. I know it really does attract, mostly it attracts an 18 to 30-year-old range, I would say. And the reason why it you know, really attracts to that crowd is because so many people in that age range are still trying to figure out who they are and where they fit into this world. And sometimes they may feel really alone in the process. And so they can go to these kind of festivals and feel part of something and really feel like they belong. And so it gives them not only the opportunity for them to think and feel and behave differently, but it also encourages them to kind of have some self-reflection and reevaluation. And so, you know, usually people then leave not only feeling more positive about themselves, but more positive about other people and life in general. And so that's just kind of something that can come from, you know, going to these music festivals. And there's been psychological studies on these kind of events and the attendance and exploring, you know, the outcomes of what happened during them. So again, just that whole idea of being around not only people in a positive way, it's also being around an environment where you really are in tune with the music, and it does some crazy things. You know, research shows that some of the health benefits of music is that when you listen to a music or a song or something with a strong beat, what it does is it actually stimulates your brain waves to resonate with that beat. So faster beats will bring stronger and sharper concentration and more alert thinking. And then music with lower tempos, they tend to promote more calming effects on the brain. So it's very interesting when you put yourself into environments where there's faster or slower tempos going, how you will come out of it in the end. And it's almost like meditation in a way. You know, for me, if I do a meditation for 20 minutes, you know, it'll be great, and I'll have a good feeling from it, and it'll definitely serve its purpose. And it could be the same for you. We're listening to a song for, you know, 10 minutes, two slower songs. You know, it probably calms down your mind, makes you feel a little bit more present, a little bit more connected. So think about, you know, I've done all-day meditations where, again, I'm just sitting for the day. And I know when I leave that, I am definitely feeling much more powerful, much more stronger, and much more confident. So again, you combined an all-day music festival, and you have those beats and those tempos going, you're getting the same kind of effect. So I like to relate the two to almost meditation in a sense. It's a way of conditioning your brain to kind of work in a different fashion, but it's in a way that actually conditions you to be more positive and to be more confident and more strong. So it just kind of shows you how powerful music can be, whether you listen to it for 5 minutes or 3 days straight. So I just, again, wanted to give a shout-out to the festival over the weekend. It was just really so much fun, and really amazing just the support for all the different DJs. It was electronic, so it's called electronic dance music. So literally it's just compilations of different playlists from different DJs throughout the world, and you know, you're just able to dance, let go, and have fun, and just vibe with however it's going. So really, really amazing, amazing experience. And we're going to have another DJ come on in just a few minutes, and he's going to talk a little bit more about his experience with DJing and, you know, the positive effects that it can have. And again, we're going to get a little bit more into the health benefits that can come from it all. And I want to remind you that you are more than welcome to call in and share your experience as well. The number is 646-716-9397. We also have the chat room, so please feel free to ask any questions. If you need something repeated, something you want to share with me, please, please use the chat room. I'm also on Twitter. My handle is New You City Coach. And you can either just, you know, give a little shout-out to me that way, or you can use the hashtag NewUCityChat. So, again, that's NewUCityCoach or NewUCityChat. Now, before we get into our next segment, I do want to talk a little bit about the other shows that we have on the network. In addition to the Life Coach Radio Network, we also have the Life Coach International Network and the Life Coach Chat Channel. And without all of those shows, we have over 50 life coaches that are on as radio hosts, and we talk about a wide range of subjects. It's definitely a really, really fun network to be a part of, and it's just sole purpose is to help you and to give you the coaching that you know, maybe you wouldn't be able to do otherwise, or the self-help that you might need, or just kind of plant little seeds in your mind and encourage you to learn about new things and new areas that you never would have before. So I definitely encourage you to check out our other radio hosts and our shows. Our website is www.lifecoachradionetworks.com. And so in addition to my show, tomorrow our next show is Wednesday, October 2nd at noon Eastern Standard Time. And it's called Making a Move, Why Waste a Good Crisis? And it's going to be a chat, life coach chat call, and it's going to be with Danielle Mund and Barbara, oh my goodness, her last name is falling on me. I will post that later just because I don't want to make her feel left out. And then we'll also, and also joining them is, it's just Danielle Mund and Barbara. So Barbara, I don't know her name right now, but I will get to it. And then, so that's tomorrow at noon. That's called Making a Move, Why Waste a Good Crisis? Then in addition on Wednesday, there's another show. It's called Exceeding Awesome with Lynn Brunette, and she's going to be having on guest Angela Grauer-Johnson, and they're going to be talking about business your way. If you're starting your own business, there is so much to think about, so much to do. You need to know that you need, you know, a certain plan, and then there's all these business experts that are telling you what to do, and you get so confused, and it's super overwhelming. So she's going to have on Angela Grauer Johnson to talk a little bit more about what you need to do when you're starting your own business. And that's something I can definitely relate to, having done it on my own as well. There's a lot to think about, and there's a lot to do, and it is like starting a new job, and you don't exactly know what you're doing every day, and you make mistakes, and it's hard. There's a lot. So I think that could be really helpful for anyone that's starting their own business. And that's tomorrow, October 2nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Thursday, October 3rd, we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne, and she's going to be talking about the specialization of working with adoptees and their families. She is going to be talking about families that are having trouble, you know, talking to their children about the whole "who am I" question that may feel alone, or why their lives at times feel unraveled, and how to discover the missing threads that they may be feeling in their lives, and how to weave it all back together again. So it's a really interesting topic for anyone that's, you know, been adopted, or someone families that have integrated other, you know, adoptees into their life. I'm a big fan of adoption. I will be more than likely doing it one day myself. So I commend Leanne for bringing this topic to life and bringing it into her coaching. So again, Life Coach Radio Network, check us out. We have so many different amazing coach hosts, and I definitely encourage you to see what's out there. All right, so with that, we're going to actually now introduce our next DJ. His name is Tony, a.k.a. DJ Latron, and he's a DJ here in New York City. He spins over at the Delancey Lounge on the Lower East Side, and he likes to spin a mix of electro house, top 40, and hip-hop. He recently hosted an unofficial Electric Zoo after party, which drew over 100 people, and it was a huge success. And his next show is actually this upcoming Saturday, October 5th, from 10:30 p.m. to 4 a.m. with no cover charge. And we'll talk a little bit more about how you can follow him and about his upcoming shows after we chat for a little bit. So, DJ Latron, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks a lot for having me.
Of course. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just always prepping for the next show and, you know, always listening out for the next newest track.
I love it. I think that's so great. I'm hoping actually to come out this Saturday. I haven't seen you live yet, but I have listened to some of your sets on SoundCloud, and I think they're really amazing. So you've been doing a really great job.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So tell me a little bit more about yourself. How did you get your start as a DJ?
Well, you know, I think I've always just been inspired by watching other DJs, you know, kind of work their craft. You know, I kind of have a pretty diverse interest in different music genres, not just EDM, electronic dance music, but also hip-hop. So, you know, whether it was going to, you know, the Delancey before I was a DJ there and watching the hip-hop DJs there, or going to festivals like you were talking about, similar to Tomorrow World, have been to Electric Zoo a couple times, and watching those DJs and just watching people really, you know, do what they love and kind of get up there, play music, and just have this amazing energy, you know, for hours and hours on end, and really get the crowd into it. I mean, that's really kind of how I got inspired to do it. And I think a few of my friends have kind of seen that passion in me and, you know, always saw that I was kind of, you know, always in so eager to, you know, kind of show them the latest song that I discovered. And, you know, they kind of pushed me to, you know, buy a mixer and started DJing at you know, their birthday parties. And then next thing I know, a friend has a birthday party at the Delancey, and I DJed there. It was a huge success. And then they asked me to come back. And I am just, you know, living the dream right now.
That's so amazing. I think it's great that you follow your passion and now you're really seeing it through. And have you noticed a major shift in who you are from being able to do this now, like more on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's honestly, you know, I mean, I have a day job like a lot of people who, you know, get into DJing or any other kind of entertainment or art pursuit on the side.
you know, but I found that it, you know, really it really has been one of the most fulfilling parts of my life. You know, it's a great outlet for, you know, anything I go through, any of the, you know, serious, less fun things that we go through, you know, day-to-day life. And, you know, anytime I meet someone new, I mean, they'll tell you that I'll spend about, you know, 90% of the time talking about DJing and 10% of the time, you know, talking about, you know, either my day job or anything else. So, I mean, it's definitely changed who I am and definitely, you know, kind of just giving me like a new kind of energy that I didn't have before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you brought yourself to a whole new level of confidence. And
oh, absolutely. That's 100% true. Yep.
Oh, that's amazing. So one of the things I want to talk to you about is the effect that music has on the body. And so a lot of us may know that through exercise and certain things, we release endorphins. And for those of you that don't know what endorphins are, they're these small protein molecules that are produced by the nervous system. And now these molecules, what they do is they work with these receptors in our brain, and then they basically from there shoot up and give you that quote-unquote runner's high that you get when you're working out or weightlifting. And it's actually, I was looking up the word endorphin, and it comes from the words endogenous and morphine. So it's kind of, the way I look at it is when you have these endorphins kind of pumping through your body, you get this like legal but natural high. And so I find that when I am in the crowd with the music going or working out or something where music is really playing, I feel those effects. I feel those endorphins. And so I'm curious about how you experience that when you're DJing and the energy of the crowd, the venues that you're in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's part of the reason why I got into DJing. That's part of the reason why I love you know, electronic music. Is that absolutely you know, I absolutely feel that energy, feel that rise. And you know, I'm a runner too, so I know what the runner's high feels like. And you know, I can tell you, I feel the same thing when I'm dancing, when I'm in the crowd, feeling the energy. The same thing, even more so when I'm up on stage. And I'm DJing, and I'm you know, kind of eliciting reactions from the crowd and getting them to dance, you know, to the same beat that I'm dancing to on stage, and I'm getting into it just as much as they are. So it's a very real feeling, and yeah, I mean, it's really what keeps me going, and keeps me working hard for the next show.
That's amazing. No, I think it's great. And what's the main thing that you notice when you have a show and, you know, people are really into it, the energy is really high? What positive effects do you notice from the people? Do they just seem to be just as happy as you are? Is there like a glowing effect? What is it that you really can feel from the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely feel the positive energy and the, you know, the energy from them, and I definitely feed off of that. You know, I mean, it's really an amazing thing. I mean, for example, at you know, my Electric Zoo after party, I mean, you know, people are, you know, in a packed room, you know, maybe hot, everyone's, you know, sweating, but still everyone's, you know, jumping, you know, for almost 4 hours straight, you know, screaming and just really getting to it, and like kind of to echo what you were saying before. I mean, you know, I really do believe that there's kind of a sense of, you know, a belonging and community there. You know, I mean, not just at these shows, but maybe, you know, in general with electronic dance music. You know, I do really feel like it's a bonding experience for everybody that's there. Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, and I think it's a really great thing for the community. And speaking of, you know, Electric Zoo, many people may know that the third day, it was a three-day festival that was here in New York City, and the third day was canceled due to the fact that two individuals had overdosed from drug use. And it is something that is common at these festivals. You know, there are individuals that are taking certain drugs and unfortunately are not, using them responsibly. I'm not one to condition, you know, to go to say you should or shouldn't do it. That's not my thing. But I am, you know, promoting the idea of if you're going to take them, you need to be responsible and stay with your friends and stay hydrated. And I think that I noticed that you tend to promote this idea of responsible raving as well. So I just kind of wanted your thoughts about how that's affecting the community and what you thought of everything that happened with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with what you're saying, and I addressed the crowd at my after party about this. You know, I mean, you know, I listen to EDM every day. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, what state of mind I'm in. I mean, I enjoy it no matter what. I enjoy dancing to it. I don't think that you need anything else to enjoy it, whether that's alcohol or something else. You know, I think that it's unfortunate, and I think it's kind of a little unfair that, you know, the way the media is kind of focused on, you know, the EDM festivals, especially Electric Zoo. I mean, you know, it's an unfortunate truth, I guess. Or not unfortunate, but it's definitely a stark reality that, you know, unfortunately there's going to be drug use at, you know, a lot of major music festivals. It cuts across genres, and it's not about, you know, one band or one DJ or whoever. But, you know, I do think that, you know, if you are going to do it, I just encourage people to do it responsibly. You know, just I really encourage moderation in anything you do, and I just encourage people to really you know what you're putting in your body. Just be careful with, you know, with what you're doing. And I think that, you know, I think that the important thing about these festivals is just that feeling of unity, and that and I think, you know, I think EDM is great, and it's so popular because it really does have a sense of community. I mean, I've made some great friends through either going to these shows or just talking to people about this common interest in music. You know, lifelong friends, and I think, you know, it's really about this common love of one genre of music that really goes beyond, you know, one DJ or one song. And I think that's why EDM really has a staying power right now.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, and I'm really glad that you see it that way, because I do as well. And you know, one thing that I noticed from being at Tomorrow this weekend, because again, people were talking a little bit about the whole Electric Zoo thing and what went down, and you know, I do believe that in some ways it was a good wake-up call for some people to realize that, hey, maybe this, you know, maybe I shouldn't be just so irresponsible and just kind of doing
right,
whatever and whatnot. And I actually talked to some people that were like, you know what, I just decided to cut it out, and I realized that I had so much fun, and I still had such an amazing time, and it was, you know, so great without the use of anything. And I really
right,
talked to a bunch of people that, more so than I ever had, that said, I'm completely sober for this festival, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's really nice, and again, it brings back to that point of what you're saying, is that it's really just about being with other people that share this love and this connection, and you know, just wanting to, you know, do something that explores the sense of community, explores the sense of who they are, and understanding who other people are better as well.
Right.
So with that, I'm just curious what your thoughts are on this, you know, the music scene. It seems like you said, it's really growing and it's building. Do you have any thoughts of where it's headed next or what's to come?
Yeah, I mean, I think EDM, you know, it's not, a lot of people, you know, I talk to say, you know, it's a fad and it's a bubble. But, you know, I think it's not going away anytime soon. I think, you know, you see almost every other popular music genre, you know, incorporating elements of electronic music. I mean, but the latest Britney Spears song was produced by Otto Knows, who's an EDM producer. You know, you have, you know, rap artists like ASAP Rocky, you know, incorporating samples from Skrillex. And I just read recently that DJ Tiesto's been asked by CBS to be a music advisor for some of their new shows. I mean, you know, it's really a good thing that I think, you know, music is, you know, that different genres are sort of kind of melding a little bit and taking, you know, good elements from certain genres and using them and kind of creating new you know, kind of fusions and new styles. And I think, you know, EDM's been around for a long time, and it wasn't always called EDM, but electronic music's been around. It's evolved a lot, and I think it'll continue to evolve. You know, it may not look the same in 10 years, but I think that's exciting. And, you know, although now I focus on spinning music and performing, you know, I do hope to get into producing music soon, and I hope to contribute to maybe, you know, being a part of this evolution of music.
That's amazing. Well, I think you're clearly off to a really great start. I love your attitude on it all. I love the story that you just, you know, you're really passionate for it, so you just, you know, decided to try it out and see what happens, and it seems like it's, you know, really trending well for you, so that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Of course, of course. And I'd love to let the listeners know, you know, how they can get a hold of you. I mentioned your upcoming show, and, you know, just anything else you'd like to promote, or, again, contact information would be great.
Sure, yeah. I mean, like you said, I mean, the next show is a Saturday night. I'm playing, you know, the entire time, 10:30 to 4 a.m. There's no cover. I'll be actually at the Delancey Lounge on the Lower East Side, in the downstairs area. Come up and, you know, come up to the stage, say hi to me. I mean, I am no stranger to, you know, making friends, taking requests. I really believe in doing that as a DJ and making the crowd happy. And the best place to follow me, get to my mixes and learn about my you know, next shows would be to go on Facebook. So if you just go facebook.com/DJ Letron, it's DJ LETTRON. Just go to that page, like my page, and then you'll get updates from me. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and my handle is the same. It's DJ LETTRON. So I encourage you to follow me in either both of those places, and you know, hope that anyone listening, I hope to see you on Saturday, hopefully.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk with me today and share everything with me and my listeners. So thank you.
Absolutely, Danielle. It's all my pleasure. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, have a great night.
You too.
Okay, bye. All right. Well, thank you, DJ Letron. I really appreciate having you on. That was so great. He was actually to a last-minute addition, so it was so great that he was able to come on at the last minute and talk to us tonight. So really great insight about the community and how it just, you know, everyone's entitled to, you know, enjoy something on the side and do something that they really love, and they should be encouraged to do that and be passionate about it and not get backlash from anyone else. And you know, music, like I was saying earlier, holds so many different personal, you know, feelings to all of us. We all love different types. We all love different kinds. And, we all just have our own personal experiences from us. We just got a question, actually, about how we found the DJs. So, like I said, DJ Mike Lowry, I went to Temple University with him. We worked together at the IBC Recreation Center, and we just always kind of kept in touch on the side and would see each other on and off when I was in Philly. And then, you know, I thought when I was doing the show, I'd reach out to him. I thought it'd be a great way to cross-promote. And then you know, the DJ Tony Letron that we just had on, I found him, I would say probably about kind of recently, like maybe a couple months ago, just randomly through being in New York City and knowing of the Delancey and the shows that go on there. And so I just kind of started following him and listening to his sets, and thought he would be a great addition for the show. So thank you for that question. I think they were both really great. And you know, glad that I could have them be part of it. So, again, just a little bit more about music and its health benefits. I just want you to remember that, you know, music is something that's more than just kind of something I listen to for fun or to kill time in the car. You know, music has been found to lower our blood pressure, which clearly then we all know can reduce your risk for heart attacks or strokes. It creates changes in your automatic nervous system, such as your breathing and your heart rate. They can be altered by music, and it can create a quote-unquote relaxation response, which can counteract some of the damaging effects of chronic stress. And for those of you that remember my call with Nita Bloom, who she talked a lot about the relaxation response and about how certain breathing techniques can really lower your stress levels. Well, you can do the same thing with music as well. And again, it doesn't matter the kind of music. It's whatever works best for you. So if there's a certain jazz song that you find really can lower your stress levels, find a way to implement that when you are your most stressed. I mean, the beauty of technology today is the fact that, you know, you can have music right here on your phone. So if you're having a stressful moment at work and you're doing your breathing exercises and you're trying to just kind of calm down, it doesn't seem to be working, maybe tune into that song and put on your headphones really quick, or, you know, go outside for a moment if you can and just take a few minutes to listen to that song and to breathe and to let it just kind of, you know, channel away your stress. If you let your mind just kind of let go of the storylines and the things that are constantly aggravating you and let yourself just kind of be who you are, where you are, with your breath, with whatever tune is playing that seems to calm down your mind, I encourage you to do that. Same with the, you know, the reverse. If there's something that's a little bit more upbeat and you just can't seem to get out of bed in the morning, or you just can't seem to really get yourself motivated, and there's something that's a little bit more fast tempo, you know, maybe you really like certain, you know, heavy metal, if you will, and that kind of pumps up your blood and gets you going, do it. Listen to it. I mean, the great thing about music, it's the most pure, natural drug that's out there. You know, it doesn't have any harmful effects on your body, only positive ones. So I encourage you to use that for good and use it to help you and let it counteract some of the damaging things that we do to our body to try to feel better. You know, it's, again, going back to the idea of really good endorphins. They're, you know, not only are endorphins feel great for us mentally, they also are believed to boost the immune system, and they can help reduce symptoms, you know, associated with things like eating disorders, depression. You know, there are certain nervous system diseases that can be lessened. It's even been found that music, the music endorphins that we get, can activate your natural cells that help fight cancer. I mean, that's huge, that by just listening to a song, you're reactivating your body so that it can help ward off diseases. I mean, that's pretty amazing. So, again, I encourage you to just kind of find mixes that can help with different moods. Play around. You know, the beauty of iTunes and everything is that you can easily make mixes, and you can easily listen to them, and they're so adaptable from anywhere. You know, you're in a traffic jam, put on your favorite playlist that's going to boost your mood level. Use the tools that you can to help reduce stress in times where, you know, it seems unavoidable. Pull these are all the little things that you can pull out of your tool belt to make you feel better and to make you feel more alive and more positive. So, you know, there's a reason that music, whether it be vocal or instrumental, is considered a form of language or speech. And it's, you know, dated back for so many years, because I believe that there's something innate within us as a human species that is brought to life through these musical tones or rhythms or patterns that are brought about from it. So your homework assignment is to get out your, I mean, if you're still using a cassette Walkman, I think that's kind of awesome. So do it. You know, pull out whatever it is that you have and make a playlist tonight. Make a playlist that you want to be your go-to for when you're feeling really stressed out at work, or you want it to be your go-to when you just don't feel like doing the dishes but you need some kind of motivation. You know, pick one if, you know, you and your boyfriend are fighting and you're just really stressed out and talking to him doesn't seem to work, but maybe just, you know, listening to something else and taking your mind off of it is exactly what you need. So I encourage you to play around and explore that and take advantage of all the music and all the ways we have to implement it into our lives for the better. So thank you so much for listening tonight to my show, The Benefits of Music and Positivity. My information, if you want to reach out to me and learn a little bit more about my coaching and what it is that I do, I can be found, I'm pretty Googleable now. I don't know if that's a real word, but I'm using it, Googleable. you can find me under New U City Coaching. So you can go directly to newucitycoaching.com. Again, my Twitter handle is New U City Coach. Or Facebook, facebook.com/newucitycoach. Again, the Life Coach Radio Network is available. Their website is available at www.lifecoachradionetworks.com. We've also just launched the Life Coach Television Network, which I'm a co-creator and co-executive producer of. And you can find us on YouTube. That's www.youtube.com/Life Coach TV Network. We already have a great sampling of videos up there for you, just to give you little snippets about life coaching and certain things that can help you in general. So I would love for you to check that out as well. Or you can always email me, Danielle@DanielleMercurio.com. That's DanielleMercurio.com. So I'd love to hear from you. And I will talk to you again on our next show, Tuesday, October 15th. I'm going to be having Andrew Dow on. And we're going to talk about the myth that goes behind the quote-unquote ladder to success. So it's going to be a great show. That's Tuesday, October 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm just going to leave you with a little bit of DJ Latron's set, and thank you, and have a great night. Thank you.